Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So I'll give credit where credit's due. Where sometimes all you can do is, I don't want to say all you can do is like just, you know, there's that other thing, like just worry about yourself. You can't control others. Like you just, you do what, you do the best you can do. And, you know, whatever happens kind of like from there happens. And one of the things that I've always felt like with LeBron James is he doesn't do himself any favors at times of curtailing some of the narratives and storylines and drama, right? Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he purposely will let something fester or let something marinate in the public without, there's so many times he could come out and say, this isn't true, or that actually is actually, this is actually the story. But there are times he'll let it marinate because I think he's a guy that's a very calculated dude. But you know what happened yesterday that I will tip my cap and say, good work, LeBron? And you may say, well, geez, the bar's pretty low. But still, I mean, listen, I mean, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Progress is progress, you know? You know who was at Frank Vogel's introductory press conference in person there? LeBron. Sounds small, but I think that's important. Right now, more so than anything, with Magic going on First Take and saying he's backstabbed by Rob Pelinka. Jeannie Buss has said that she was, quote, blindsided by Magic Johnson's comment. Like, you know what? They need some sort of sense of normalcy and stability and camaraderie portrayed to everyone else about the Lakers organization. And it's small, but LeBron being at Frank Vogel's introductory press conference, I think is a good start. Because you know what? Anything to curtail the narrative of LeBron doesn't like Vogel is good. You know, George and I were just talking during the break. You know, like one of the big deterrents from joining forces with LeBron James. There's a lot of benefits to playing with LeBron. You're gonna win. You're gonna win big. You're gonna play in important, meaningful games late in the, you know, in the season. You're gonna go to the Western Conference Final. It's one of the good things about playing with LeBron is you win, but one of the downsides to it is drama. You get caught up in drama. You're now the center of conversations between Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. Like you're caught up in the daily 24/7 news cycle of drama. That's one of the big deterrents. And the problem with that, and now, that drama deterrent is amplified by the Lakers organization. Right? Like, so you have, like, already it's like, oh, LeBron, there's a little bit of drama around LeBron. And then you look at the Lakers' entire franchise, you're like, geez, that's a drama fest. So we've talked before about how it'll be interesting to see if they can land any free agents this summer. And that was before Magic stepped down and they didn't get Monty Williams and they didn't get Ty Lue. And then Magic goes on First Take. And then, that was before all this stuff. I can totally see why, if you're a free agent, why you would look at that situation and go, yeah, nah, I'm good. No thanks. No thanks. Nah, I'm good. Drama, 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 baby. All right, Robin Wash is going to stop by in 1 hour. Andy Kendi, moving him around, going to chat with AK in the 1 o'clock hour, 1:30. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. All right, so coming up next, you know, it's list season, right? And, you know, we've talked about the that college, the CBS top 25 coach rankings, all that stuff. Remember that? Well, what if we really get inside the Big Ten and where Frost ranks? I'll lay all that out for you next.